Very exciting. What?
Shemek Asim,
yeah. So we have Hilchos Truman and then Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and then we're finished with the Sefer, and then by that point in time we'll be about 6 months behind the rest of the Yerushim Shavur. But I'm not stretching about. Yes, I am. Okay.
When is it still our headache after Neiruf Chatzeres has been made?
If you say that, you say partial nusach, not the full nusach. Okay.
Before you've been talking about.
I don't remember saying. Simchin said, "You have dinar ba'amashiyesh to cholodim b'shabbos." A person gets dalanamis. The pasuk says, "Shu ish tachtov." Okay, so Parshas B'Shalach, the Pasuk says the words that each person can dwell, as it were, in the area which has been underneath him, literally, but means around him. A person has the right to claim, Chazal Taish, we're estimated and calculated that the space that a person would take for sitting down is Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So that's his space. And therefore, Philo Yosef Chus Tchum, even if a person goes beyond the tchum, he has no right to travel anywhere at all. He's stuck. He has a square which he's allowed to walk inside of. This measurement is dependent upon the person. So a larger person will get has a larger ama, and he gets a larger space. But if the person was very small, this word only works Lakula to give more space to a larger person. It doesn't work Lakumra to take away space from a smaller person. How big is that? Shekholach is mehen shisha tvachim. That each ama in general is six tvachim long. Hagav elu arba amas, mudalim ruvachos, vuba emson. So you don't measure it as a circle. He measured it as a square, so he gains the corners. That's number one. And now the next few words, Hubem Son, the Mishabur is going to take out. Mishabur the Mutal Halach Arba Amis the Chotzad, Avotalta Ein Lorak Arba Amis Imalach, Son and Commercial Inspire Lemus Emishin Sam Shimentes. There's a Kula, which says that he's in the middle of the four amas. He only gets two amas in each direction, plus in the corners he gets the hypotenuse. But rather, he's at the edge of this four by four amas square, and he has it all directions. So really, he has a square which is 8 by 8. He's here. You measure 4 by 4 here. 4 by 4 here, so this is 4 plus 4, and 4, making all the square, this is 4 by, so it's a total of 8 by 8. So his space increases exponentially. That's the Yesh Arim, but that's regards to this halacha of walking when he's b'chus d'tchum. Regards to the halacha of a person cannot carry Dalet Amos, we don't give them the same leniency and say, well, if I'm standing over here, I can carry up the four amas in all directions. I can create this big square. The halacha is within, when he's kamei that makom, he's allowed to carry within this box of 4 by 4, not in the box of 8 by 8. Now, arba amas yimalach sonim means it's a square as opposed to a circle. So you get four amas in total, but it's drawn as a square, and we said before that we do that. The square is drawn based on the ruach ha'olam. You put a north side, a south side, etc., and then you make a square with the four amas. And four amas, he has a lot of carry as much as he wants within that box. Fine. Mishabur shui tachtov alav mikan pirish tiksiv tachtov. We dash in kitach tov, the area which would be underneath him if he'd be lying down, which is gubur shalosh amos. The person's body normally is three amos
tall. When he would spread out his arms and legs, he would need another amma's worth. Now, over there, we're discussing a different din. We're discussing how far you're allowed to carry something. We're discussing over here that person who went beyond the tchum, he's limited in his movement because he went beyond the tchum. He has no right to move, but he gets to move within this area. So therefore, he gets out of the even when he goes to the tomb base. So Moshe Omer Zeh Lo'osin Shiel Tzuchus the tomb. Shu Ish Tachtov. It's an interesting touch in the Pasuk. So the pasuk says, "Shu ish tatov ayetz yishvim kama b'yom hashvi'i." So ayetz yishvim kama means the people who did not go out should not go out. And shu ish tatov means the people who did go out should stay where they are. That's how we're touching it. Abba mishloy ayin liel simishim nemtes mishaburos hivkatan gimel. So mishaburos sends me back over there. That Itaka says if a person is very tall or very long arms, we measure based on his arm. Okay. Fine. But if he's short, not as by order, but some Meshaguba Benini, Mizroya Kotzer, Kamushik Bartalia, but Simishim and Testif Kotten, Dalit, Sharti and Shem. I'm sorry. Right. The case there was that the person is normal height, but his arms happen to be short. So that's he gets a full size, regular size. The fact that his arms are short compared to his body doesn't prejudice how we measure the space for the person. We'll go with the average arm length at that size. Now, then the Ramal came along and said, these four amos, we measure them in meruvachos, v'hubem son. So what does meruvachos mean? Rasul Emer, shayim yim v'vodonu say, berevach v'lebet simsum. So if you're measuring the amos based on tvachim, you could put the tvachim very tightly next to each other. Or you can put them a little bit loosely. So eventually that gains, the Chazal say that it gains an etzba, one etzba per amma. I skipped. Well, Abraham's was on the Bashan Bird and Lord, the Chalotim, Abraham's Shaloi, Abraham's Ben and Eos. So you measure them a little bit loosely. So by tchum, the way we decide which direction to, as it were, face the box, is the direction that he's going, that he wants to go. So he's allowed to advance towards that direction. So according to the first opinion, you don't get 6, you don't get 8x8, you only get 4x4. But the 4x4 are going to be, if he's wants to go in that direction, where he is right now, we're going to give him 4 amas forward from that point. So you don't measure him in the middle of the square. That's why the Mishnah says the Huben Son is a tall cipher. According to the first opinion, that you measure it, and then you measure it as a full box, which means from the length of the hypotenuse, 4 amas will end up being 5.6, approximately. Right? One more 4 amas plus one more amma plus another 3/5 of an amma.
That's not the direction he wants to go. That's staying the direction he wants to go.
Yeah.
But it is what he wants to go. Ultimately, he can go 5.6, right? Otherwise, if we're not really going that way, then it's not an official measure.
Right, so that means it comes to being a diamond, really, is what it comes out being.
I thought we had the shape by carrying also. I don't know about the person, but we saw the shape that by Elon Musk carrying.
Yes.
Like just North South, it's also
that. Well, see, that's a little bit different. In other words, over there, the pshat is you create a square, you have a lot of care with inside that square.
But again, you can orient it as a diamond.
And we reorient it. The to the Ruchos Ha'olam, and we draw a square, then you can move with anywhere within that square, which means once you've drawn your box, you can go this way, at the angle also. Over here, what he's saying is he wants to travel east, so he faces east, and we say, okay, great. Count this as if we're making a diamond, and you have 5.6 amas directly forward. What? Right. You're rotating the box. And that's how we give you. That's the first sheet. And then Shmuel Zayin Hubem Son Tov Sofer, but Tzarich Lichtuv Zeh Acher Tevis Lechol Tzad Kamashu in the Bar LeKamei. That goes on the second opinion, which gives you four boxes of 4x4, and you put the guy in the middle point, and then you have draw four boxes around it. But in the first shot, he's not Bem Son, which would sound like you're giving him two amas behind him and two amas forward. That's not true. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Yochasti Mutalei Haloch. The day we show no Ein Lo Rak Arba Amos Loisu Ruach Sheber. He gets one direction he wants to go. He gets four Amos in that direction. Yiber Lo Mokem Echod Ein Yochol Lach So Leiber Mokem Echod. Once he's chosen that, that's it. Tezu Yeshua Arba Amos the whole Tzad Sivoy Sov. Then a Shmona Al Shmona. So he gets a box of 8x8. Okay. So we add the words Huvim Son over here. This is where it belongs. So the Rabbi accepts this opinion, Lamaisa, that you get a box of 8x8. That's all talking about how far you're allowed to walk, or where you're allowed to walk. But in regards to the issue of tiltal, so you get a square of 4x4 with the elachsen. Ratzel armor, the yesh armor hazeh pligi rak atiluch. The only argument that regards to how large a space you get for walking. Avlinyan tiltal kuliyama b'moyder the ein mutter rak ad arba amis im elachsen. Regards to carrying, the most you can go is 4 amis. Forward you can go 5.6 amas, and that's it. Once you've chosen that direction, you're allowed to carry more than dalat amas. It's going to be up to 5.6. You're allowed to carry. Awesome. Okay, let's hold it here.